From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast that looks at words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Never Tear Us Apart. Sometimes there are two complete thoughts in a sentence that go well together, but the chemistry doesn't seem quite right. Their future together seems shaky. Getting joined in one sentence by a comma might be going too fast. On the other hand, breaking up the thoughts into two separate, complete sentences seems rash.
I've really enjoyed the time we've spent together.
Oh, me too. I think we've really got something special here.
That's how I feel. But...
But what? What's going on?
Well, I'm an independent clause. You're an independent clause.
So you're saying you want your independence?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Are you saying you want to get him...
No. I'm certainly not ready for a comma.
Man, always afraid of a comma.
Thankfully, the semicolon provides help to complete thoughts that aren't ready for a comma, but certainly don't want to be broken up. Putting it in grammatical terms, the UPI Stylebook and Guide to News Writing says, the semicolon is used to indicate a greater separation of thought and information than a comma can convey, but less than the separation that a period or full stop implies. According to the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie, the semicolon serves two primary functions within a sentence. It is used as an alternative to conjunctions, avoiding overuse of words such as and, but, and for, and it can be used to help clarify complex lists. So when it comes to eliminating conjunctions like and, but, and for between two independent clauses, which are basically two complete sentences wedded into one, the Gregg Reference Manual encourages the use of a semicolon, not a comma. Let's use but. Okay, stick with me here. We're talking about but spelled B-U-T. We could include the word but, and it would be fine in this sentence.
Most of the board members approved the sale of the company, but the management and employees did not.
That's certainly fine, but if we want something a bit more punchy, we can take out the but and replace it with a semicolon.
Most of the board members approved the sale of the company, the management and employees did not.
Semicolons can also set one clause off from another with the added help of a transitional word or phrase. Examples of transitional expressions include the following.
Accordingly.
Nevertheless.
However.
Moreover.
Consequently.
That is.
You can see a more thorough list of transitional expressions on our website at npr.org. Go to Grammar Grader and look under Episode 8. Now, to make these transitional expressions come alive, let's use a transitional word in the example sentence we've been using to see semicolon in action.
Most of the board members approved the sale of the company. Nevertheless, the management and employees did not.
Those are the ways a semicolon can keep clauses together in a sentence. The other use of semicolon can be used to clean up items in a series. Let's take our example sentence, put a positive spin on it, and set it to work in a series, like so.
Rather than sell the company, the board opted instead to open new offices in Tokyo, Japan, Paris, France, Perugia, Italy, and Slough, England.
Comma after comma in a sentence like that could be confusing, but semicolon maintains the list-like properties of the series while providing just the right amount of division. Here's a nice and easy rule regarding semicolons. In the event quotation marks are used adjacent to a semicolon, the quotation marks always appear before the semicolon. And that rule is the same in both Standard English and American English. After today's discussion, it's clear that breaking up sentences can sometimes be hard to do. Fortunately, love, or at least semicolon, keeps them together. Speaking of that, I wonder how our star-crossed independent clauses are doing.
I've been thinking and I got you something.
What is it? It's a semicolon. Oh, I guess I didn't know how much you really cared.
Well, I think we've got a bright future together.
Me too.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Special thanks this week to Elizabeth B. and Nippy Katz, two Grammar Grader fans on Gather.com who suggested this week's episode about semicolons. Source material for this episode comes from a number of sources, including the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie, the Greg Reference Manual, and the UPI Stylebook and Guide to News Writing. These books and more can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to Corey Bussey and Amy Alt, the Grammatis Personae players. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, you can participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.